Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Hilchos Naziris, the laws of Naziris, the third out of the fourth category of halachas in the Rambam Sefer HaFlah, which there are 10 parakim in these halachas. The first four parakim discussed regarding the Naziris, what it is and how long it lasts for. Perek Hei to Zayin discusses regarding the prohibitions of the Naziris and what undoes it. And from the 8th parak to the 10th, discusses regarding the conclusion of when he cuts his hair and when he brings his karbanos. So the Rambam says, Yesh b'chlol n'eseh mitzvahs. In these halachas, in the category, 10 commandments, shtei mitzvahs eseh, 2 positive commandments, ushmoyne mitzvahs leseh, and 8 negative prohibitions. But Zeh Paratan, and the Rambam specifies what the 10 are. Aleph, 1, sheigad l'hanozer para, that the nozer has to grow his hair long. Beis, shlei galich sa'ar kol yimei nizrei, a negative prohibition not to cut his hair all the days of his nazirs. Gimel, 3, shleishta hanozer yain, that the nazir should not drink wine, v'loi tarevis yain, not a mixture of wine, v'afalo chaymet shlem, and even the vinegar of the wine. Dalet, number 4, shleichot nov melachem, should not eat fresh grapes. Hey, number 5, shleichot tzimukim, should not eat dried grapes, known as raisins. Mitzvah, shleichot chartan, should not eat grape seeds. Zion, number 7, shleichot zogin, should not eat the grape peels. Ches, number 8, shleikonis l'oil ha'meis, should not go into the oil, into the room, into the canopy where there's a dead person. Tes, number 9, shleitam l'meis, should not become contaminated by coming in contact with dead people. And Yud, number 10, mitzvah number 10, shleigalach al karbanas, that he should cut his hair when he brings his karbanas, kishayashim nezirusay, when he completes his nezirus, or he kishayitam, or when he becomes tamei, which are two different times when he brings karbanas and he cuts his hair. Uber mitzvahs elu b'parakim elu, and the explanation of these mitzvahs are in these chapters. As we begin Perek Rishon, chapter number 1, which the Rambam discusses what is the mitzvah of Naziris and regarding accepting this mitzvah on oneself. So the Rambam opens up Halacha Aleph regarding what are the mitzvahs that are connected to this neder of Naziris. So the Rambam first explains, it says, HaNaziris hi neder mechlan nidri iser. Naziris is essentially a neder, a vow, from the category of nidri iser. Where there's two types of nidarm, which we had spoken about in halachas of nidarm, where nidri iser is when a person takes a vow on himself, prohibiting himself and something that's permitted, making it forbidden, in contrast to nidri hektish, when he takes a vow to go out and bring a carbon. And how do we know this? Shnum, like it says in the pasuk of Midbar, ki yidur neder nazir v'gaymer, when the person is going to take a vow of naziris. Now, umitzas say, and there's a positive commandment, sheigadl sa'arosha, that he should have his hair grow long. Shnum, like it says in the pasuk, over there, gadl peres sa'arosha, that he lets his hair grow long. Now, if he cuts his hair during the days of Naziris, or if he to say, he violates a negative prohibition, like it says in the pasuk, tar lo yavar al-resha, he should not have a razor go over his head. Emechinas l'tam l'meisim is also not allowed to go ahead and contaminate himself with dead people. Or lech advarm shasar ma'kazab lov migef and ayin, or to eat from those things which the Torah made it forbidden to him regarding from the wine from the grapes. Kol yimei nizrei, all the days of his nazirs. Halacha beis. Now, Avriv, let's say he transgresses the gilach and he cut his ear. Oy nit or became tummy. Oy ochem migef and ayin, or he ate from the grapes that produce wine. He's a lekish time, so he's going to get two sets of lashes. Achas mishum loyachol devari, one because of not to desecrate his word, like we said, shekoyel kol nadam, which then includes all vows, and this is included in the category of vows. Now, v'achas mishum davar sha'avolam midvarm shasur min isem miyuchad al nazir, and then another set of lashes for the thing that he transgressed from the things that are specifically forbidden that are unique to that of a nazir. Halacha gimel, nader min nazir. Let's say someone took a vow of naziris, b'kiyim nidrik mitzvah, and if he fulfilled his vow as he was commanded. So he's fulfilled three positive commandments. Achas, one, kukola yitzim pebiyasa, which is in general regarding every vow, that whatever comes out of his mouth, he should do vari asa, and he did that. Vashni, the second mitzvah is gadol peres ha'arosha, the Torah says that he should grow his hair long, vari gidol, and he let it grow long. Vashlish, and the third one is, teglachto imavos karbonaisa, when he cuts his hair, when he brings his karbonas, when he finishes his days of nazir, and like it says in the pasuk, v'gilecha nazir pesach oil ma'id v'gayman, that he's going to cut his hair the nazir in the entry of the oil ma'id when he finishes his nazir. Halacha dal. Now, if someone says, lo yipotim in oil, I'm not going to leave the world until I'm a nazir, so I raise a nazir miyad, so he becomes a nazir immediately. In other words, he has to accept his nazirus right now, Shemi Yomasata, because he might die right now. It comes that he never fulfilled his nether of taking in Naziris before he passed away. And then Echer Naziris, and if he delays taking on his Naziris, he's violating the halacha that says that when a person takes a vow, he has to fulfill it, and he's not allowed to delay it to complete it, and he's violating that. But vein look at the love. One does not get lashes for this negative prohibition because one does not get lav malchus for a lav shame of ma'isa, and delaying something is not considered an action. Now, Loch Hei, the Ram discusses what's known as yodes hanaziris, which the wording that you're saying might not be clear, but it might like be like the handle of a cup, which is not the cup itself, but it actually is moving the cup. Ein amar ben naziris. Says the Ram, we don't say regarding naziris. Achi yoytze b'svasav, until he enunciates from his lips, davar shemishma eitzel kolo om ki inisha b'liba, that it has to be understood by the people, exactly the idea that he has in his heart. No, you don't have to have that expressive. Elikimin shagoma b'liba, rather, once he makes up his mind, he has intent in his heart. V'hoitzi b'svasav dvarm, and then he says out of his lips words, she'inyonim she'inazer, that could be understood to be a nazer. Avpi shehim inyon rechikis, although it's very far in the understanding of what he's saying. And v'avapisha in b'mishmam lush nazirs, although that really the wording doesn't seem to be clear that it's that of nazirs. Harizun hari nazir, but he's going to be a nazir because what he's thinking supplements with what he's saying. As Ram says, halacha vav ketzad, how so? Harisha hayu nazir oiva lefan of amr. Let's say there was a nazir, a different person, walking in front of him and he said, eh yeah, I will be. Harizun nazir, he's going to be a nazir. Why? Hayu l'beliba hayu sheyi kemayzir, since in his heart, in his thoughts, he was thinking, hey, I want to be like this guy. Now, although he didn't say, I'm going to be like him, all he said was, that is considered a yad, a handle, it's together with what he's thinking, with what he's saying, it could mean, I will be, what are you looking at? Ah, like that guy. So he's holding on to his hair and he says, I'm going to be beautiful. What does that mean? What does that have to do? We're holding his hair. I'm going to be beautiful with the mitzvah that are dependent on the hair, like naziris. And this, even if there's no nazir walking in front of him, he's going to be a nazir. Which again, like we're saying, this is what's called yadis naziris, where he didn't finish his words to say, but it's as if he did, like, again, holding onto the hand of the vessel, as if he's holding onto the vessel itself. Oyei mechalkel. Let's say he says that I'm going to be mechalkel, which either means to say that I'm going to go ahead and move the hairs around in the inappropriate way, or it means to grow the hair, I'm going to comb the hair, or he says, Harin Mesalsal, Oy Harin Mechalkil, which we told him where when he says that he's holding on to his hairs as he says this. Oy Harielai Lashalaf Par, or he says, oh, I'm going to go ahead and grow the hair long. Harin's a Nazar, he's a Nazar. Again, Bahusha, you can believe Allah, as long as he's having in mind to be a Nazar. So, though the word's not clearly saying it, but it could be understood in that way, and he's having that in mind, that's sufficient. Halacha Zayin, Amma, let's say he says, Harei like Tzipar, it's upon me to bring the birds, the doves, which the karbanis that a nazar brings when he becomes tummy is either two turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now, Av Bishai Nazar, I will find the contrary, this case, even if there was a nazar walking in front of him, and Av Bishai, I believe, even though in his heart he had in mind to become a nazar, in a nazar, in this case, not going to be a nazar. It's like he didn't say anything out of his mouth. Why? Because maybe his intent was to bring the birds like a korban of nedava. And since it's a suffix of his naziris, we go leniently, as the Rambam is going to explain later on. Now, a similar category of when you're not saying it straight out, in Halacha Ches, Rambam discusses kinuy naziris, the nicknames of naziris. Kol kinuy naziris, all secondary names of naziris is kinaziris, is like naziris itself. Ketzer Hausel. So mekaymus ilgim. So we're going to the places where the people are illiterate. Shemeshan the sadib, which they don't speak clearly. The words are distorted. Vama Hashem, he says over there, not harini nazir. He says harini nazik, naziach, paziach. So they're all distortions of the word nazir. So harini nazir. That's called a nickname of the word nazir. So he'll be a nazir. Halacha test, Ram continues, regarding if someone takes a vav naziris of only parts of the halachas of naziris. So, let's say someone says, "Harini nazir min acharzan b'vad." I only want to be a nazir from grape seeds. Oy min azog b'vad, only from grape skin. Oy harini nazir min ateklachas, only going to be nazir from the halachas of cutting hair. Oy harini nazir min atum b'vad, only going to be nazir from not becoming tummy to dead people. Harizu nazir gami is a bona fide nazir. V'chadik duki nazirus love, and all the precision of the laws of nazirus are incumbent upon that person. Now, v'apish lo yibali b'lhazi alam dobezeb b'vad, but although the person in his heart only had a mind to be nazir in that one element. But since the person that he took in Naziris is something that's forbidden on Nazirim, but he's a Nazir Gamer, so it's going to be a bond of a Nazir, which we're learning from the Pasuk that says, Miyayin B'Sheikha Yazir, which is even if he's taking the Naziris only on the Yayin B'Sheikha, that's already going to make him into a full-fledged Nazir. Halachid, let's say someone says, however, harini nazir min ha-gregris. I'm going to be nazir from dried figs, which a nazir is permitted in them. He's only forbidden on the grapes and its derivatives. Or min ha-dvelo, which is similar, which is dried figs that are pressed together until they will come into one entity. Or things like that, which again, he's making himself forbidden on produce that's not from the pri ha-gefen, which is permitted for a nazir. Sorry, he's also behem, so he'll be forbidden on those things. Because he took himself, I'm separating myself from Gregorius or Dvela, but in a Nazir, it's not going to make him into a Nazir, because again, he didn't take a Nedr the way Nazirim do it, because there's no Nazirus from Gregorius and from Dvela. Halacha Yiralf. Mazgul Koy Shal Yayin, Venos Le Lishters. Let's say they poured him a cup of wine, they gave him the drink, and he says, Harid Nazir Menu, I'm a Nazir from this wine. Harid Nazir Gama, so he's a bona fide Nazir, and he has all the halachas of Nazirus. Now, but Vimhoyimar Nefesh, but if he's a bitter person, into his soul, meaning he was depressed, or koyas, or angry, or mesabalo, he was mourning. And they would say, come on, give him, take a drink, to forget all his bad that's going on in his life. And he says, I'm nazir from it. Here, he's only going to be forbidden that cup of wine, and he's not going to be a nazir. Why? His intention only was that he's not going to drink this cup of wine. And the reason why he used the terminology of nazir is because he knows they're going to keep on pressuring him. He says, I'm a nazir, so they're not going to bring him another cup of wine, but he doesn't really have a mind to be a nazir. He just stopped pestering me and trying to cheer me up by drinking this cup of wine. Halacha Yibbeis, similarly, b'chein shikr, so to someone who's inebriated, shenos l'koyis k'dei l'ravoisai. They give him another cup to really take him over the top, to really make him intoxicated. Vamani says, hariza nazir, and this is as a nazir from me. Again, he's only going to be forbidden in that cup itself. He's not going to be obligated in the Naziris. Because what was this person's intention? Don't get me too drunk, more than what's necessary. And again, he had to say in the terminology of Naziris so that they realize, enough. This is not, you can't press me anymore. Now, if he got so drunk, which was the state that Loit got from his daughters, that he got so drunk, then ain't dvar klum, then the person is not saying anything, and he's not even going to be a neder, even to be, that cup itself won't be forbidden. Because ve'in l'chayv ha'kol aver shi'as, he's not even liable for any sins that he transgresses, sh'mishagila sh'kruza sh'loit, because once he reaches the level of drunkenness of light, in the menchiv, he's not someone who's obligated in anything, he's like a shaita, like a fool, and therefore not obligated in anything, for sure not in his words that he's saying, that he's making this cup of wine forbidden. If someone says, look, I want to be a nazir on the condition that I could drink wine. I can make myself tell me to dead people. Sorry, or cut my hair. No, he's a nazir. He took a nazir. He's a nazir. He's going to be forbidden all these things. Why? He took the nazir. But then he made a condition. And he's stipulating in regards what the Torah says opposite. Whoever takes a condition stipulating against what the Torah law says, his stipulation, his condition is void. Let's say he takes a vow of Nazirus and he says, I didn't know Nazir is forbidden in wine. Or that he cannot become tum, or to glachos or to cut his ear. Had I known this, I would never have taken the vow. No, he is a Nazir and he's obligated in all these things. Why? Because he knew, at least, he's making himself forbidden in one of the other three things. He didn't know one of the other things, but one of the three he did know. Even if you're taking your neder of nazir only on one of them, like we said, from the yain and the sheikher, you become forbidden in them all. So although you're saying one of those things you didn't know, it doesn't make a difference. As long as you're taking from one of them, everybody is enough to make you into a nazir. Let's say he says, No, I knew that a nazir is forbidden all these things. But he thought that would definitely make it permitted for me to drink wine. I can't survive. I need it for my health. I can't live without wine. I thought they'll for sure let me go ahead and be b'tamim l'mesim, because my whole parnasa depends on burying the dead. Hareza ain't a nazir. So here he's not going to be a nazir. Why? This is what's considered in the category of vows that were taken in error. That doesn't even have to be asked to permit it by the sage, like we explained in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Dalad, Halacha Alf, where this is in the category of Nedarim, where it's called Nidur Shkagas. Halacha Tazayin. If someone says, Hare Yodi Nazir, my hand is a Nazir. Hare Ragli Nazir, my foot is a Nazir. So Lemakom, he hasn't said anything. But let's say he says, Hari Reishi Nazir, my head is a Nazir, Kevedi Nazira, my liver is a Nazar, Hari is a Nazir, and he is a Nazir. What's the difference? Is that called, this is the rule. Call Aver any limb, Shemi Notam Lachai Yomas, that if it would be taken from a live person, and it was removed, the person would die, like the head or the liver. Im Amma Hari Nazir, it says that limb is a Nazir, Hari is a Nazir, he's a Nazir, because that's an integral part of him, versus the hand or the foot, but that would not make him into a Nazir. Halach Yitzan Ram concludes regarding a vow of Naziris that is conditional. If someone says, "Harini Nazir Kishi Leben," I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a son. So I'm not Leben Zachar, but he has a male son. He's a Nazir, he's going to be a Nazir. Of a Noidle Bas, but if he has a daughter or a Tumtum, someone that does not have signs of gender, or Androgynous, who has both signs of gender, means a Nazir. That's not going to be a Nazir. When he says Ben, he means a male son. Let's say he says, "Harini a definitive male son. Now, let's say he says, "Harini Nazir Kishi Leblod," but let's say he says, "I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a child." So now, even if he has a daughter, or a tumtum, bandragonus, which either none or both signs of gender, Hari is a Nazir. That a child means any child, including those types, and he'll be a Nazir. Now, Pila Ishtar, let's say his wife miscarries, so ain't a Nazir. He's not going to be a Nazir because maybe it was not a child that was born healthy full term, and therefore it's not a child, and Safik Naziris is Lahakal. So he's not going to have the Halacha as a Nazir. But let's say she subsequently gets become pregnant and she gives birth, then there is another, then he'll be a Nazir for that child which she had taken a Naziris when he's going to have a child.